Okay, Rabbosai, we are beginning the Maaseches Machos, first perek, and the Mishnah says, Keitzai Nasen Zavim, Meidim Anu Bishkolim Shu Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, Eino Miyasa Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, Tak Tava Lok Arboim. And the Gemara, as already many pointed out, the Gemara is bothered. The Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, Keitzai Nasen Zomim, and you give me a case that's an exception to the rule of Zomim. So the Gemara is going to jump on that right away, but let's jump right into Tosis. So Tosis is bothered, and Tosis introduced us to a principle that in order for Eidos to be good Eidos, Eidos has to be Eidos Sha'ata Yochol Lahazima. It has to be Eidos that is subject to Hazama. And right over here off the bat, we have two examples of Eidos, Ben Grush Ben Chalutza and Golos. The Eidos seems to be not Yochol Lahazima. So Tema, Kevin de Imhuzmu, Einasim Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, Im Kain, Gam Keshalo Huzmu, Eich Ya'ase Alpiem Ben Grush Ben Chalutza, Dahaki hua imes, vamai, pahav yala, edus yatuch lazima, ve'enza edus. So Tosis has a premise that edus, to be good edus, has to be subject to hazama. If it's not subject to hazama, it's not good edus. Over here, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, how are we ever going to go ahead and accept the testimony of edus when they're telling the truth that this Kohen's mother was a Grusha? And therefore, he's a halal. How are we ever going to accept that testimony? After all, if you're not going to turn them into halalim, that's called Eidos She'iata Yochol Leha Lehazima. Now, I just want to make a small point. Just be aware that what's the status of these Eidim in terms of their pedigree, shall we say? According to Rashi, Rashi emphasizes that the Havamina for them to even become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza would have to be that they are themselves Kohanim. Okay? And
but it shouldn't matter though, because the issue is that you can't punish the children of the Eden Zomim.
That's
the fact that their fathers lie. So
Rashi them. Says in Ein Omrim, the Havamina, to say that they be Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, im Huzmu Vehein Kohanim, then they would become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. If there was such a din that they become Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that would only apply if the Eidim were Kohanim.
That's
the only time it would be relevant.
That's saying
that
only Kohanim can testify that somebody's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza.
What?
That's saying that only Kohanim can testify that somebody's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza.
No, so at the end of the day, when you have a maskana that we're going to give Malkus, now anyone can testify. But in the Havamina to think you're going to go ahead and apply the din of Kasha Zaman to the Eidim, that would require them to be Kohanim. In any event, Tosis says, how can we ever create a halal? It's a case of Eidos She'iata Lehazima. No. I'm on vacation now. V'yesh lomar, Kevan Delokin, Have Kasher Zama, V'have Shaper Ati Lehazima. So Tosis basically introduced us to a chiddush, and that is Malkus is surrogate Kasher Zama. It is Kasher Zama. It's in lieu of kasha zamam, and now Tosis comes up with the kasha. The kasha, din kain my comment pair call you both in gabe a de nara hamurasa di ihi lo miktala kaven de inhu lo miktale mishum shiacholim lo mar lo asa bala banu vahavila edo shiatiach lazima umai kaamar hamikamakom lokin. So Tosis has to find kasha nara hamurasa by nara hamurasa suki maseches Sanhedrin. Eidim come and testify that this Namarasa was Mizana. What are the consequences of her being an Aishas Ish and committing Znus? There's a dual consequence in potential. Consequence number one is she's Chayevas Misa. But consequence number two, in addition to that, before that actually becomes executed, she's Asura Al Bayla. She's asked to her husband. So the Gemara says, the Eidim are not going to be put to death. Why are they not going to be put to death? Because they can come up with a scenario. They can say, our intention was not to go ahead and have her get killed, but la'osra al ba'la banu. And therefore, since they're not going to get killed, who else can't get killed? She can't get killed. Why can't she get killed? Because it's Eidos She'iata Yochol Lehazima. If they're not going to get killed, they're not going to get a din of kasha zamam, then how can she get killed? And the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. You're not going to go ahead and kill her because they're not going to get killed, and that's a case of Eidos She'iata Yochol Lehazima. Asks Tosis, But you are going to go ahead and give them Malkus. And since you're going to give them Malkus, and now we've established, according to Teretz number one of Tosis, that Malkus is a what? Is a surrogate Kasha Zama. It serves as Kasha Zama, so it should serve as Kasha Zama over there as well. And therefore, this should be called Eidos Sha'ata Yochol Lahazima, and she should get killed. That's the Kasha Tosis.
So it's the same as the first.
Once you're telling me Malkus works for Malkum Hazama, and it's Eidos Sha'ata Yochol Lahazima, so why isn't the case of Nara Marasa not Eidos Sha'ata Yochol Lahazima? That's the Kasha Tosis from Nara Marasa. What is Tosis' answer? V'yesh Lomar. The Hussa, Kevan Shibo'in Lechaiva Misa, Vizamamo Laharoges Hanefesh, Lomekayim Kashzom of Mamalkus, the Habehed Yaksib Nefesh, Benefesh Kabe Hazama, the Edus Nefashos, the Lochashiv Yachlazim of Malkus, Aval Hacha, Shokivin Elishavia Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Leka Ki Imla Baalma, Kevan the Lucky. What is Tosis answering over here? What's Tosis' terrors? Is Malkus Kasher Zamam? Answer? Answer?
Yes.
It depends. It depends. In our Mishnah of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, it's Kasher Zamam. In the case of Nara Marasa, it's not Kasher Zamam. What's the difference in our case and Nara Marasa? There it's a case of Nefashos. And Malkus, B'makom Nefashos, you can't put it to death. You're not going to put it to death. However, over here, it's a Lav Ba'alma. It's a Lav. This Chalal is going to do Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, that's a Lav. And therefore, that Malkus serves as Kashizom. What is the Lumdisha premise of this approach in Tosis? What is Tosis telling you in Lumdus? In this answer, what's he suggesting? It's obvious. Just say it. Yeah, Natana.
The kasher zama punishment has to be greater than the punishment, or at least equal to or greater than the punishment that you give.
That's correct. It has to be proportionate.
Right.
Why?
That way you wouldn't falsely testify. That way there's a value to what you're testifying.
That's correct. That's the word. What is the whole purpose? The whole institution of the halach of kasher zama. It's a deterrent. It's to create ne'emanus. How do I know that these edim are not lying? What gives them their ne'emanus? The answer is, they have skin in the game. They're at risk. Because if we're finding them to be Edim Shakran, if we're finding them to be Edim Zomim, they will bear the same exact onesh that they are trying to administer. In other words, the din of Edus, that the Edus has to be Yochol Lahazima, is exactly what gives the Edim their ne'emanus. It's because they are subject to Kasher Zamam. That's what gives the Edim their ne'emanus. And therefore, if it's not subject to Kasher Zamam, it's Edus She'iyata Yochol Lahazima, what's the din? Then what's the din? The din is, it's not good Edus. It's not good Edus. So comes on Tosin and says, Bamedvar Mamur, when is Malkus going to be a surrogate Kasher Zamam? When there is, does there have to be identity to the punishment? No, but you need proportionality. So a lav and Malkus has proportionality. Misa and Malkus is lacking proportionality, and therefore that is not going to be Edus Sha'ata Yochol Hazima, and that, says Tosis, is pshat, first pshat in the Gemara. So far, so good?
In the typical cases, it's Malkus to Malkus and then death to Malkus?
Malkus to a lav versus death to Malkus, right. Okay, Vayter and Shas. Vayter and Shas. Very quick.
But I thought the only reason why they're giving the Malkus is because they're over on the law, not because they're Edus Zomim.
Hold on. I'll be with you in 5 minutes. I will be there in 5 minutes. Schneer Zalman?
Why does it have to be proportionality? Tatum don't want to get Malchus either.
They don't. But you know what? I really, really have beef with this guy.
So you're saying
beef, like, so I really want to take him down.
So they'd risk getting Malchus.
So they would risk, I'll take a chance on Malchus. So as not, you know, to put this guy, you know, to give him Misa. I'll take a chance. Okay, Vaiter and Shas. Now says Tysus, the old Yesh Lomar. Now, I just have a technical reading question, which I don't think matters at all. At all. But a technical reading question, which I don't think matters at all. But I'm going to ask it anyway. Just to put it out there. What is the Old Yesh Lomar coming to do? What is the Old Yesh Lomar coming to do? Now, let's just structure the Tosis. Tosis asked an initial kasha. We need Eidus Shatir Lazim. Tosis gave an answer. Malchus is b'makom hazam. Tosis asked the kasha. What about Nara Marasa? Tosis gave an answer. This is the answer, Nara Marasa. And now Tosis says the Old Yesh Lomar. So what's the Old Yesh Lomar coming to do? Is it a new answer to Nara Marasa? Or is it a new answer to the initial question? Now, what textual basis, what's making me troubled over here? Because how many times is Tosa say V'yesh Lomar? It says V'yesh Lomar to the original question. It says V'yesh Lomar to the Namarasa question. And now it says the O'yesh Lomar. So the O'yesh Lomar could be going on the Namarasa, or it could be going on. And indeed, what Tosa is going to do in this next discussion is he's going to give a new explanation to the core question and a new explanation to the Na'amarasa Sukkah.
It's very clear from the answer of Tosa. He's answering the second question. I mean, he compares it and contrasts.
As I said, I don't think it's a nafkamina. I don't think it makes a difference. But on a technical level, I'm not sure if it... Well, let's see. Let's see. The Odye Shomar... Degabe edus de ben grusha ben chalutza. I'm looking at the words. Degabe edus de ben grusha ben chalutza. Lo chayshinan klav ba'ata yochol lahazima. Degabe edus ben grusha ben chalutza. Lo chayshinan klav ba'ata yochol lahazima. Dime heichon nafkalon debinan edus at yochol lahazima mikasha zama. Vamucha begamar de kasha zama. Lo nikta degabe edus ben grusha ben chalutza. Lo koi klav alei. Mishum tsum tsad shiva ola. Which way do you want to say? I agree. I happen to agree that I think it's more answering the second question.
You could say mamela something comes out
and answers the first question. The reason why I think the reason why it's wrong is because the premise is that everything needs to be based on kashas. Okay, and now.
Not everything needs to be, not everything needs to be, not belong to, and that's what this does, and by answering the first question, you also answer the second question too. So, I disagree with you, I'm saying, Tosis is a big point over here, is answering the second question, maybe something might come out that'll shed light. Right, so as I say, I think, I don't think this, I think you get to the same place.
Yeah. The lumbus is all going to be the same. It's all going to be the same, but I do think that that there is two ways of reading this. Anyway, so what does Tosa say? Whatever you want. You want more cool?
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. I'm always going more. It's what?
Boiling.
Yeah. It's not boiling. The Odiyeh Shloma. Degabe Eidus ben Grusha ben Chalutza lo chayshin klal ba'ata yochol lahazima demeikan avdon b'nei yeshar yakshov lahazima b'kash zama v'hu muchach b'gemar d'kash zama lo nichtav degabe Eidus ben Grusha ben Chalutza v'loi klal alei b'shum tzad shiva olam. Now I want to emphasize those words again. Tosis emphasizes that by ben Grusha ben Chalutza there is no din of kasher zamam v'lo koi klal alei b'shum tzad shiva olam. That's like a very dramatic statement. There is no kasha zaman by ben Grusha ben Chalutza bishum tzad shiba olam. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. which means that the Torah took, based on Xeris HaKosev, in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, was mafkia, uprooted, the din of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza from the entire parsha of Kasha Zama. Which means that this Malkus of our Mishnah is coming from where? Where? So the answer right now, I want to just establish Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, according to the first approach, is coming from Kasha Zama. According to the second approach, we don't know where it's coming from. It's coming from somewhere. We don't know where it's coming from.
But we know that it's not coming from Kasha Zama.
It's not coming from Kasha Zama. In which case, says Tosis, is there a halacha of Eidus Shatayach Lazima by what? By Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? The answer is absolutely it's not Eidus Shatayach Lazima, and it doesn't have to be Eidus Shatayach Lazima. Why doesn't it have to be? Because Eidus Shatayach Lazima is learned from the parsha of Kasha Zamam. And the parsha of Kasha Zamam is Mufka from Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Which might mean, if I were to ask you, what is a possible machlekes day of one and day and two in Tosis? What might be the objection that day of two in Tosis has with day of one? That what? That it's not enough to have proportionality to the onus that you wanted to give. You need identity. It must be equivalent. It must be equal. You have to be exactly the same. Okay. So that's one second. Not yet. I haven't done anything yet. I gotta start sheer. So now Tosa says, okay, so how does this fit into Nar Murasa? Now, Aval Hossam, but in the case of Nar Murasa, Gabi Nar Murasa, Vadei Kasher Zamam Koi Nami Aleya. What was the language of Tosa when he said by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza? It's never going to apply Bishum Tzad Sheba Ola. You'll never have a case of Kasher Zaman by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. But can you have a case of Kasher Zaman by Nar Murasa?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. De'im Hisrubah. But if the Edim came along and said to the woman, don't sleep with this guy. And if you do, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. So can they come back now and say we didn't intend to be Chayiv Misa? No, we gave the Hasra. De'im Hisrubah. Then Miktale Inhu. Then they will get killed. Bishozbu. And if they're not Huzam, then she's going to get killed because this is a case of Eidus Sha'ata Yochol Azima. So Nam Rasa, is it Shaita Azama? In some cases. Is Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza Shaita Azama? In no cases at all. Lekach Ba'inan, and that's why over there. By Naram Rasa, you need Eidus Shatayach Lazima, not so over here. Okay. So that's the basic structure of Tosis, and Tosis is establishing two visions of the Malkus of our Mishnah. One vision of the Malkus of our Mishnah is that it is surrogate Kasher Zaman. It's working within Kasher Zaman. It's called Eidus Shatayach Lazima, and basically Shalom Al Yisrael. This is clean. It's simple, it's straightforward. That's the Xeris HaKosev, and it'll work if the Malkus is proportionate to that which is being accomplished. You do not need identity, you need proportionality. Second day in Tosis is telling you that Malkus is not Midin Hazam. It's not a Halach of Hazama, and which will heighten the question that the Mishnah opens up, Ketzar Ha'edim Nasim Zomamim, and it gives us a case that is the antithesis of Zomim. It's not Zomim whatsoever. So this is, we're not in the world of Kasher Zama. Malkus is another halacha. And what we need to do now is just explore where is this Malkus coming from. If it's not a halacha in Kasher Zama, where is it coming from? Because is this just Malkus a Din D'Rabbanan? This is Malkus D'Oraisa. and where does it come from? So for that, we flip the page to Beis Amid Beis. Daniel, what do you got? Death and Malchus is not proportionate.
Yeah, but I'm saying, aren't we, didn't we say that they're going to go through the path of the surah to the husband, and that's why they're not getting
that? That's exactly.
So I can't.
But you are going to give them Malchus. So once you give them Malchus, why is that not called Eidus Shatir Chalazima?
So my question on that is, why are they allowed to drop down to that surah to the husband's level?
Yeah, we're not. Their testimony is going to be accepted based on what they intend to accomplish.
They intend to accomplish.
No, that's not the. No, they're saying that's not what we intend to accomplish. That was not our agenda. Our agenda is La'os Abba. Good question. It does matter. I hear what you're saying. We'll see. Maybe the next Taisis Me'idim, which we'll get into that as well. We'll get into that. Rabosa, can I learn? I'm just going to come back to your point. I know, but I got to go weiter. It's late. Okay, so Rabosa, look at the Gemara on Beis and Beis. A very, very important Gemara, critical to this parak. Amar Ula. So Ula asks a question, Remez le'edin zomin atar minayin. Remez le'edin zomin v'aksiv v'asiz mokash v'zoma. What do you mean remez? Ela remez le'edin zom shalokin minator. So right away, the Gemara establishes, do we have an explicit pasuk mefurish that you get malchus v'edin zomin? The answer is no. You have a remes. It's a remes.
No,
it's a remes. He's asking, remes le'edim zom shokman atar minayin. Where do you see it? Tiksiv. And this is the remes. The yitzikos atar v'shir is harash. V'haya im bin hakos harash. So now the Gemara asks, what's taich in this pasuk? Funny pasuk. Yitzikos atar v'shir is harash. Mishum v'yitzikos atar v'shir is harash. V'haya im bin hakos harash. What? Because we're madstik. Bezdin says that tzaddik is a tzaddik and the Rasha is a Rasha, therefore you give Malchus to the Rasha? No. That's not the Pshat. Ella. The Pshat is referring to Eden. And it's telling us a story a little bit into the story. We're hearing the second half of the story. What's the first half of the story that's hidden from us? The first half of the story is you have Eden Zoman that came in and testified that Reuben killed Shimon, and they were false testifiers. So is Reuben really a tzaddik? Yes, but he's been labeled as a Rasha. And are the Edim really tzaddikim? No, they're the Rasha. So now the Mezimim come in and say, no, Ela Edim Shir Shiwes HaTzaddik V'asu Edim Achrini V'itzdiku Es HaTzaddik They make Korash Avinu L'Han Rasham V'hoi Ben Hakos HaRasha V'hoi Ben Hakos HaRasha. So what the Edim, the second Kat of Edim, did is they're madstik the tzaddik. They put Reuven back to where he belongs as a tzaddik. And they were Marshia, the Rishaim, which are the Edim Zomim now. And then, Boim bin Hakos HaRosha, and now you'll give Malchus to what? To the Rosha, the Edim Zomim. So where's the Kasha now? This is Shir. Right now is Shir. Vitepugle Milosana. But why don't we give Malchus to the Edim Zomim because they violated one of the Aseret HaDibros? The Torah tells us, Losana Berecha Eid Sheker, that you can't lie in court. They lied in court. So why don't we give Malchus to them because of Lav De Losana? The Gemara says you can't. Mishum Dahava Le Lav Shem B'maisa. Because Losana is a Lav She Ein B'maisa. Dibur is not called a Maisa. You don't get Malchus for a Lav She Ein B'maisa. V'kol Lav She Ein B'maisa Ain Lokin Allah. Period. Words are not a mice. One second. Now, Achre Shelamadnu et Hagamar Beis Mebeis. What is the pshat? If I were to ask you now, why do you get Malchus for Edom Zom? So, one possibility is Vitzdiku es Hatzadik. Vitzdiku es Hatzadik. But what is Vitzdiku es Hatzadik doing? So I would like to suggest that what's happening here is as follows. And listen carefully. I'm going to give you some background information that you may or may not know. Reuven, Edom come in and testify Reuven killed Shimon. Good? Reuven is killed by Bezin. Reuven is killed by Bezin. What happens to the Edom? Now Edom made Zeman come in. They found Edom's own. What happens to the Edom? You don't kill. Why don't you kill him? We have a Xeris HaKosov, Hargo. If we already killed Reuven, if Bezin already acted, Einer Rogin. You don't kill the Edom's own. Why? We'll have to discuss. Second data point. Edom come in and testify Reuven killed Shimon. Bezin is observing, dealing with the case. Thinking about it. Now Edom come in and testify. These are Edom Zomim. What do we do to the Edom Zomim? The answer is nothing. The answer is nothing. It's only after a Gemar Din against Reuven and before execution of the Gemar Din. You need a Gemar Din. What teaches you that you need a Gemar Din? This pasuk. This pasuk. Is that Reuven was made into a Rasha. Who made him into a Rasha? Bezin Paskin Yechayv. And now the second Kad comes in and says, no, these Edim are Edim, Zolomim, Vihitzdiku Esat Tzadik. And they restore him to what he really is. Okay.
Where does it say exactly that they actually have to make that
thing? Trust me. Trust me. No, but it's all over this parrot. You'll get to it. It's all over this parrot. Trust me. Now, could someone suggest one simple pshat is what's the mechayiv of Malkus? Vitzdukas HaTzadik. It's part of the parsha of Kasha Zomam. And you get Malkus when you can't give anything else. That's one pshat. The simple pshat. And what I'm going to even call Tosis number one. Yitzdiku is part of Kasha Zaman. It's the same parsha. And you get Malkus for Kasha Zaman based on Yitzdiku. Is there an alternative pshat? Yes, Yehuda.
Kasha Zaman.
I know, but what's the mechayev of Malkus?
So Malkus is just like something you do after the fact.
I know, but what? I need a pasuk. I need a source. I need a source. A source from Malkus in the case of Edus ben Grusha ben Chalutza. I need a source.
Why can't you say the Jewish
side? Because that's part of Kasha Zama. I'm in now in the world of Kasha Zama. I need a source that's not Kasha Zama.
You can't say the source is the one you brought to.
I'll tell you what I think the source is.
I think it's two separate.
I'll tell you what I think the source is. The source is Losan. You'll ask me. You'll ask me. As the Gemara asks. It's a lav she'ein bo ma'aseh. So the answer is, once the Edus comes in and creates something, what did it create?
Actually,
it created a Gemar Din. The Hitztiku is Mechadesh. That is a sufficient Maisa to generate Malkus from which source? From Losan.
So
which then means what
Vitzdiku
does is it charges, it converts Losana into a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh. How? Because while the Avera is an Avera of Dibur, it's a Dibur that generates a chalos. What is the chalos that got generated? The Gemar Din. It generates a chalos. And that already rises to the level of you affected something. You did something. It's not you didn't do anything. You did something. If you did something, that's called mice. Now watch this. So that means that the machayev is losana. Is losana part of the world of kasher zama?
No.
And therefore malchus not mitin azama, but yes mitin losana based on the chiddush of the tzdiku, and that's a second shot in remez le'edin zom shalokim na'atorah. It's a remez. But when you understand what Vitzdiku is doing to Losana, that's why Losana greater doesn't get Malkus. But if it's Losana in the context of Kasha Zom generating a Gemar Din, that's going to trigger a Chiyuv Malkus. Now,
you do need to say.
Now, I just want to add a couple of points.
It's like going to the Beis Din itself, walking there.
No. Walking not there, Vera. It's not Vera to walk to Beis Din.
No.
I will tell you.
There's no physical action.
I'm going to jump ahead. This is not for now, but we'll see in a couple of weeks. There's a sukkah. We'll get to the sukkah of Lashem Amais. There's a fascinating din in the Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the paradigmatic laugh? The laugh. The source, the mother of all love. You don't know this, but you'll know it now. Losachsam shor b'disha. Losachsam, muzzling an animal while it's working. Let's say you're a chosem, an animal, bapeh. You're chosem, an animal, bapeh. You yell at your animal so it doesn't eat. Is that a maisa?
You cause it to do
a maisa.
So there is an argument to be made, a svara, that since that dibur resulted in a maisa of the animal effectively being muzzled, even though you did it by peh, it's called a lav sheh yesh for maisa. Again, we'll get to that soon. One second. I want to wrap this up with one ha'ara, but I think it's a good one. There's a ritva, a one line ritva. The Ritva has the following. You look at this Ritva, you say, like, okay, what are you getting so, like, it's a baby kash. But it's a cute baby kash. So the Ritva said like this. Why does the Mishnah say, the Mishnah says, Ein Omrim Yaseh Zeh Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Rather, you get Malchus. So the Ritva is bothered by the language of Zeh. Because after all, to be Mechayev Kasha Zama, you have two Aiden. How many Aiden do you have to knock out to Mechayev Kasha Zama?
Two.
You have five Aiden. How many Aiden do you have to knock out to do Kasha Zama?
Two.
Five. You have 12. Ad sheyazumu kulam. You have to be mazim all of them. So if you have to be mazim all of them, what's the right lashon to be using in this mission? It shouldn't say zeh, it should say heim. Heim, it should say plural. Why does it say lashon yach? So I heard from Binyamin Werner Shlita. He says, no, the word zeh is a reference to what? To not the age, but rather to the cut. And a cut is the full cut, which means all of the eight. That's a good answer. Good answer. It's not the right answer. Riff gives another answer. Low duck. The Mishnah was not being careful, because the Mishnah was just patterning itself after the Pasuk in Chumash. Because what does the Pasuk in Chumash say? Vasisem lo. So the Pasuk in Chumash says a lashon of what? Of Yachid. Now in the Pasuk, what's it referring to? Pashtas. Vasisem lo, lashon Yachid is the cut. So therefore over here also, it's a reference to? It's to the cut. That's Binyamin's answer. One second. But perhaps you could say a different shot. Is Rabosai. You have two Aiden testifying that this guy, this Kohen, is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. Two Aiden testifying this Kohen is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz. one of them is found to be a Zomer, will you give one of them Malkus?
No.
Go ahead. If Malkus is part of the Parsha of Kasha Zomam, then no. There's no Atshia Zumukula. But if it's just Halach of what? Of Losane, then Losana doesn't have a din of, it's out of the Pasha of Hazama. Losana doesn't have a din of Achi Yizumukulam. And maybe therefore we can justify the language of the Mishnah of Nasin Zeh. You don't have to have Achi Yizumukulam in case of Malkus if you are in the second approach of Tysus, the second tranche, which says we're out of the world of Pasha Zama, in the world of Losana. You can give Losana to 1-8. Why not? What's the problem? That's going to be one nafkamina. There'll be others. Eli Rubin?
How is that possible? If you have one aided who's a liar, now they want to tell him the truth.
No, I don't know if he's telling the truth. All I know is, okay, you, this guy was with us somewhere else. Okay, Rabosa, we're done. What?
But if this guy is with someone else, then that means the other guy who's testifying along with him.